Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Theaters, like other public gathering places, are closed. Local companies like Milwaukee Rep have found creative ways to pay homage to their work and keep people engaged with their company. Still, without any stage shows, their behind-the-scenes team has been left without any sets to build, props to create, or costumes to be designed. So they've found a way to put their skills to use outside of the theater. Milwaukee Rep has teamed up with First Stage and the Milwaukee Ballet to create masks and face shields for frontline workers at Children's Hospital as well as Freidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Jared Clarkin, the director of production at Milwaukee Rep, is organizing the effort, and he joins me from his home to talk about it. Jared, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So as the director of production for Milwaukee Rep, what do you generally do?
I spend most of my time dealing with budgeting and planning for the overall season. My direct responsibilities are essentially to everything that you see on stage. So sets, costumes, lights, sound, all of those physical elements that the actors interact with.
So right now, what are you mostly doing?
A lot of Zoom meetings, like most of the folks who are still working right now. It's coordinating and planning for future productions. As well, we're really focused on working to help out the community by building personal protective equipment for some local hospitals.
Yeah, you know, that was an idea that it's my understanding you had. Why did you think making masks would be a good fit for your team?
So I'd love to take credit for having the original idea, but really it's the folks that work in our costume shop who, as soon as we shut down our physical building, really jumped at the chance to put their skills to work and start sewing masks for both Children's Hospital and Freidert. And then after we had got that underway, Judy Burdan from the Northwestern Mutual Foundation reached out to me. She's a former employee of the Milwaukee Rep and asked if I would be interested in coordinating an effort through a couple of different arts organizations in town to build PPE for specifically Children's Hospital. And so we've teamed up with First Stage as well as the Milwaukee Ballet to kind of pool our efforts to build these masks. And we've got, I believe, about 15 people working from their homes to build masks. And we do a weekly delivery of about 800 masks a week to Children's Hospital. And the Freidert project is a little bit smaller, but we're delivering about 120 masks a week to Freidert.
Of course, you know, each of these shops, yours, what they have at First Stage, the Milwaukee Ballet, they're generally responsible for creating so many costumes each season. And right now, with nothing really happening on stage or at businesses, there's, it seems, maybe more time to do other things. But how is it going from making, you know, these costumes, which are very different, to making these masks?
Yeah, so it's actually a fairly big shift because, you know, in our costume shop, we have all of this great equipment, big, heavy industrial irons, commercial sewing machines, big cutting tables that we can work with so that, you know, we can lay out an entire dress or suit to work on. And now all of these folks have to kind of turn around and take this operation to their houses. So we've done a lot of work with redistributing sewing machines that we have from our shop to people's homes. And then we send in about two people into the costume shop each week to deal with the large pieces of fabric that we've purchased to then cut up into smaller pieces, press those, and get them out to the folks in their homes so that they can cut them into smaller pieces and then finally sew the masks together.
It's a lot like so many of us, of course, here in the radio field, we have been relegated to closets versus studios. We have these, you know, these little rigs of microphones that are, you know, fine. They do okay, but it's nothing like being in the studio. It's nothing like, I'm sure, being in the costume shop for so many of these people. But they're still putting out quite a lot of masks. So what does it take to build each of them? Because I've seen a lot of different tutorials on how to make masks, and each of them have their own kind of unique spin on them. What do these masks look like?
So we're dealing with two basic designs, one for Freightert and one for Children's Hospital. Each hospital has their own specification of what they would like you to build. So for example, the Children's Hospital mask is kind of a standard rectangular shape with accordion folded fabric to provide a little bit more structure there. And then it is sewn on the edges. And then because elastic is in short supply right now, almost impossible to find, we actually moved to a very small bungee cord that we then sew to the masks. And we've actually, Leslie Baglica, one of our costume shop employees, came up with this great way to stitch that elastic to the mask that allows it to be adjustable. So we can size the mask to a smaller child's face or for a larger adult.
So the recipients are both adults and children because of where you're sending them. And they're mostly fabric, right?
Correct. That is one project that we're working on is fabric masks. We do have another paper mask project that we're working on through the Medical College of Wisconsin. But from my conversations with the folks at Children's Hospital, these masks are going to both patients and visitors to help protect them. And it also frees up the availability of the N95 masks for the frontline medical workers. And, you know, overall just keeps everybody a little bit more safe if they're wearing a mask.
Yeah. So anecdotally, I've been walking around my neighborhood and I see a lot of folks who aren't wearing masks. Of course, you can never really tell if it's because they simply don't want to wear them or because they don't have access to them. But for people who are at home and are interested in making a mask for themselves or for others, what advice would you have for them?
It's a fairly straightforward process. And if you go online to either Freightert or Children's Hospital's website, they do have both patterns that you can print out and trace the fabric to cut out and make your masks. And they also have how-to videos that walk you through the steps of how to make your mask. Obviously, having a sewing machine is really helpful and some basic sewing knowledge. But with a little bit of practice, just about anybody could pick this up. And if you've got some extra fabric laying around your house, or, you know, you could even use old pillowcases or bed sheets, a high thread count cotton is best.
Jared Clarkin is the director of production at Milwaukee Rep, and he's leading an effort to provide masks to patients and frontline workers in Milwaukee.